in our scripture reading this morning, because she did ask me to go ahead and do that while I was up. So we'll go ahead and take care of that for her this morning. We'll be coming from the book of Haggai. Haggai, yes, in the first chapter. I know that's not a book that we go to often, so we'll give you a minute to find it. Haggai, yes. Right. And so beginning at verse 1. In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in paneled houses and this temple lie in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. Such is the reading of the first through the eighth verses of the first chapter of the book of Haggai. May the Lord add his blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his holy word. You may be seated.
My Heavenly Father, most holy God, Father, we just come before you, Lord, that you present your word to your people today, to give them, Lord, what you would have them to have, what you would have them to know. Father, you're always speaking to us, Lord. And Father, we just want to be receptive to what it is that you say to us. Open up our spiritual ears and our spiritual hearts, Lord, that we may be able to receive what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, I ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to come in and speak a word to your people. Father, we pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say thank you all for being here today. I also want to give all praises and honor to God. I want to thank my pastor for giving us an opportunity to stand here to share what God has given to us. You know, I've been to a lot of places and to a lot of churches, and they have a lot of ministers and things on their pulpit, but that's all it is. They're on the pulpit. They never really get an opportunity to preach unless they go somewhere else to preach. So we have to learn to be thankful for the things that God blessed us with. And I'm thankful for the pastor that we have, that have a heart to allow God's servants to do what God has called them out to do.
Amen.
Now, the message today is coming from Haggai, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, as Dr. Price has read. And my topic today is, let us rise up and build. We have 3 points that we're talking about. The vision made known, and then examine ourselves. The vision made known, and then let us examine ourselves. Now, when you go through this passage, you see that God has a plan. And the strange part about it is that man has always tried to deviate from what God has set in place. They've always trying to find a way to get around what God is saying. And the thing that I liked about this passage in Haggai, he went back and God spoke something to him, and he told him to go and tell the people. But when you go and tell the people sometimes don't want to hear.
All right.
The people want to lean to their own understanding. But see, when God called out the preacher, the prophet, the pastor, and he gave him a vision. He gave him a plan. And then he takes the time to bring that plan and explain that plan to the congregation or to the people. Then the people's job is to receive that, what was said by the Lord.
All right.
But for many reasons, we don't. For many reasons, we begin to paint our own pictures and we begin to lean to our own understanding. And I find when we do that, we begin to get off the path. We begin to go on all these other different directions that God had no intentions for us going on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes us forever. I think about when God had Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. A trip that should have taken no time took them 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why was that? Why did it take them 40 years? It took them 40 years because they were disobedient.
All right. Mm-hmm.
They began to listen to their own minds and their own thoughts. And those thoughts and their mindsets they began to listen to carried them on a journey that they were not ready for.
All right.
And we have to be careful when God begins to speak. When God begins to speak to us, he's speaking to us for a reason. And God is telling them here now, he said, it's time. It's time for you to do something.
Yeah.
And this is what I want you to do. I'm setting this vision in place. I'm telling you what needs to happen and what to be done.
Yeah.
And let's look at verse 4 here. We're going to start in verse 4. Let's go with verse 3. It says, then came the word of the Lord by Haggai, the prophet, saying, it is time for you, O ye, to dwell in your settled houses, and this house lie waste. Now, therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. So what he's saying here, that we have taken the time to make sure our houses are perfect.
All right.
Our houses have everything that we need. Our houses are the houses that we're comfortable in.
Yes.
Our houses are the places that we spend all our time. But then when it comes to the house of God, we don't think twice about what it looks like. We don't care twice about what it needs. We don't even, it's not even a thought in our mind. Because all we do is come here on Sunday and we praise the Lord. So we say. And then we leave out of here and don't think about this place no more until the next Sunday.
Right.
See, that's not what God intended for the house of God to be. He wanted this place to be a place of hope. He wanted this place to be a place of healing. A place of joy. He wanted this place to be a place to come together in unity. To love one another. To do what it is that we need to do for the Lord. Now I heard somebody say that there's nothing that we can do for God but praise him. But I beg the difference. Because God is telling his people here, I need you to build me a house.
Amen.
I need you to build me a place that I can be well pleased with.
Yes, Lord.
I need you to have some consideration for what it is that I want.
Yes.
God wants his people to do more than just praise him.
Come on.
He wants us to get to work.
Amen.
He wants us to put things in place. He wants us to take actions over the things that he is telling us that he wants to do.
Yes.
See, sometimes you look at things and you look at it for the right now. But see, God looks at things for the right now.
Yeah.
He looks at things for the future. And he also looks at the things for the past.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, we have to leave a legacy. We have to leave something behind to show the ones that are coming after us that God is worthy to be praised, that God is worthy to be served, that God is worthy to have the best house on the block. At what point do we understand that we have to stop looking out just for us?
Yeah.
And we have to look out for what God wants. See, at some point in time in our lives, we have to ask God, Father, what is it that you would have me to do?
All right.
I can't worry about John.
Yeah.
I can't worry about Betty.
Yeah.
I have to do what you have me to do.
Say it.
Because see, when God calls you out to do something, you have the naysayers over here saying what they're not going to do and how they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
But that's on them. What did God tell you to do? When God speaks to us and he speaks to our heart, it's time for us to get busy. It's time for us to do what God has told us to do.
Yes.
And this is a part that I like here. When he says in verse 6, he said, you have sworn much and bring in little. He said, you eat, but you have not enough. Mm-hmm. Ye drink, but you have not filled with drink. He said, you clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wage, to put it into a bag with holes. Now look what God is saying here. The people have a problem with what God has told them to do.
Yeah.
God told them to build them a house. They had a problem with that. They found all kind of reasons and excuses why they're not going to do it or why it shouldn't be done.
Uh-huh.
And so God is coming back here telling them. He said, that's why you're in the situation you're in, to make a paraphrase. Mm. You're in the situation you're in because you're not listening and following my instructions. You're leaning to your own understanding. He said, because you're doing this, these are the results of what you're doing. You're not going to have what you think you're going to have.
Yeah.
Although you're not taking that money and putting it over here to build me a house, mm-hmm. you're still not going to have any money.
All right.
Although you're not putting food in my house, you're still not going to have food enough. I don't care what you do, it is not going to be enough. Why? Because God has not sanctioned it. God has not blessed it. Why? Because we have been disobedient.
All right.
We did not listen to what God told us to do. The simplest things sometimes can get us in the biggest trouble. When God speaks, he don't say a lot.
Yeah.
But when he speaks and he asks us to do something, it is our job to get in a hurry. To get in a hurry to do what God says. If you want to continue to be blessed,
yeah.
if you want to learn how to follow after what God is directed you and teaching you, today it may be build me a house. Tomorrow it may be go stand on the corner and preach my word. If you don't know how to be obedient over some things, you will not be obedient over anything.
Right.
We have to learn to take small steps.
Yeah.
And the small steps that we take is listening to what God is telling us to do. So he said it very plainly here, but the people did not receive it.
Yeah.
Let us not find ourselves in a situation where we have the bag with the holes in it. That everything that you receive come in and go out.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in that situation? Look like the more you work, the less you have.
Yeah.
God is trying to tell us something. He's trying to tell us that we're not lining up for what it is he's asked us to do.
All right.
So when we get to the point to look at what it is that we're doing, that's why he tells us here. He said, consider our ways. Consider our ways. Look at what we're doing. Examine ourselves. Examine our life. How does my life line up with what God would have me to do? How does your life line up with what God would have you to do?
Yes.
What is God telling you through the process? What is he telling you through the walk of life? How to carry yourself, how to handle yourself, how to speak and treat others. What is God saying?
Yes.
God is saying to love one another. God is saying be obedient to my will and to my way.
Yes.
Once we learn how to be obedient to the will of God, all kind of doors will open up for us.
Yes,
God says that he has great blessings for those who love him and trust him. I believe that with my whole heart because I've seen it. I've seen it and I've walked through it. I had to stop a minute here. I've been hurting for 2 weeks. I'm not hurting right now.
Amen. Look at God.
You know, I wrestled with messages that God gave me. I said, Lord, why do I have to bring that message? But what I've learned when I be obedient to God, when I learn to do what he say do,
say it.
God will just work it out for me. And if I tell y'all, I was in so much pain until I couldn't even see straight.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been there. But all through the process, I was able to still to pray and talk to God. And I've learned, once we learn how to be obedient to God, and do what God tells us to do, regardless of what we're going through or what we're dealing with. God will work it out for us every time. So I'm going to leave this with you today. I want you to see the results of not doing what God say do. Look at this passage and look at what God says that's going to happen because we don't do what he says do. And then look at what he says that will happen when we do what he tells us to do. God is not a liar. God will make a way for you out of no way. You know, when you make a commitment to God to do something, God is not going to let you go liking for anything.
That's right.
I was telling the people today, we did the Heart of Jesus ministry. We have people who participate in it. The prayer for that ministry was, Father, don't let any one of them go liking for nothing. And if you ask any one of them, I think they would tell you they've been more blessed by doing that process than they were before they started that process. When we're obedient to what God says and we're helping one another and we're doing what God says in his word, he will make a way for us out of no way. So let us come together on this one thing. And you all know that we are in a building process. So let us as a congregation come together and let us rise up and build God's house. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."